Welcome to this edition of PowerPoint with Jack Graham. A little later in the program, we'll tell you how you can get a copy of Dr. Graham's brand new book, Reignite. But first, here's his message, the life-changing power of God's Word.
Begin finding James chapter 1. I do want to talk to you about your words and about God's Word. We are born again by the Word of God. That's what verse 18 says. Of His own will, He brought us forth by the Word of truth, that we should be a kind of first fruits of His creation. We are a beautiful offering to God in Christ. Then verse 19, staccato-like words. Know this, my beloved brothers, let every person be quick to hear. Are you listening? Slow to speak, slow to anger, for the anger of man does not produce the righteousness of God. We live in a communication society, an information age. We are in a veritable tsunami, a tidal wave of words that come our way every single day. For example, daily, people send out 10 billion emails. 10 billion emails every day. That's way more than 10 times the population of the entire earth. How about text messaging? 6 trillion a year. 6 trillion text messages. Words, words, and more words. Each day, every day, 5,000 new books are published. And whether it is online media or new line media, we are inundated with communication. And so much of this is good. We are able to learn so much in this age of communication. You can Google this and Google that. You can Google almost anything. And that's not even to speak of 24 hours news channels, which the stories change every hour, if not every minute, more and more conversation, more and more communication. Well, interestingly enough, James and God's Word speaks to people just like you and me about all the words that we hear and the words that we speak. This is to us. James says, be quick to hear, be quick to listen, and slow to anger. It's the transforming power of God's Word. And three very practical, personal words to us. Number one, listen up. Listen up. Be quick to hear. Do you see it there in verse 19? Be quick to hear. Be quick to hear. That literally means run to hear. As the Amplified gives it, be a ready listener. And primarily this starts with hearing the Word of God and stopping long enough to hear from God. Have you noticed that we tend to speak more than we listen? Now, James was speaking to a congregation, early Christians, who did not have the privilege of having Bibles as we have them, written copies of God's Word. They had scrolls at synagogues where the Scripture was read, Old Testament Scripture. Of course, the New Testament was still in formation. So they were learning the apostles' teaching, the words of Jesus, and writing these down. But James is placing an emphasis on gathering the people. And when we gather as a church, what is our primary focus? It is upon the Word of God, the testimony of Jesus. We're told that we are born again by the Word of truth in verse 18. Born again by the Word of truth, not a word of truth, but the Word of truth. The Bible is God's infallible, inerrant word, filled with God's words. We believe in the verbal plenary inspiration of the Bible, which means that the words of the Bible are given by the Holy Spirit. The authors who use their vocabularies were guided along by the Holy Spirit so that when they wrote, they weren't writing just big ideas about God or thoughts about God, but the very words of God. Plenary, meaning all the Bible is inspired, all Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, reproof, correction, and instruction in righteousness, that the man of God, the woman of God, would be thoroughly equipped in all good works. And James' focus is on hearing the Word of God and then responding because we have received it and living it out, being transformed. A new birth produces a new behavior. The Word of God transforms us from the inside out. Therefore, listen carefully to God's Word. Today we have an app for almost everything. On my iPhone, I've got music apps, exercise apps, nutrition apps, news apps, video apps, all kinds of apps. We are addicted to apps. In fact, did you know that some more research I read indicates that the same parts of our brains that light up when people are on drugs light up when we're on ourselves and on our screens so much? There is addiction. You know, now the cell phone and our screens, these are amazing tools for information. They truly are. But it can be harmful if it disconnects us from people, or especially if anything disconnects us from God, because we don't have time. Why don't people have time to listen to God? Because we've got so much noise all around us. We're listening to something else. Jesus talked about people who heard things but didn't listen. He said, be careful how you hear. Mark 8, verse 18, he spoke of those who have ears but do not hear. One of the descriptions of this passage about hearing the Word of God, welcoming the Word of God, is tuning in. It's like getting in on the right frequency. It's connecting with God and hearing from God. Start listening and start learning. If you're talking, you're probably not learning. That's why it's good to slow down and listen up. A true Christ follower is committed and submitted to the Word of God and the will of God as revealed in Scripture. The mark of a Christian is that we have an appetite, a hunger, a desire for the milk of the Word, the meat of the Word. We love God's Word. It's like a great meal. Job said, I honor your Word, O Lord. I esteem your Word more than my necessary meat. It is more than meat. It is life itself, the living Word of God. It's like dessert. The psalmist said, it's like honey. We are to desire the Word of God. The psalmist said in Psalm 119, read Psalm 119. It's all about the Bible. And it says, I love your law, O God. We love it. Therefore, we listen. We tune in to the Word of God. Listening is a discipline, isn't it? When we don't listen, we don't learn anything in life. But if you will listen, you have a great advantage and you have the blessing of God. Unfortunately, our American attention span is reducing. We get our information in short sentences and small bits and bites. We even want our messages and our sermons like that. Give it to me in short, bite-sized chunks. I wrote down just several words as to how you can receive the Word of God. How do we listen? Listen prayerfully. Did you pray before you came and ask God to speak to you through His Word? Did you pray for your pastor? Did you pray that God would speak to you personally, that God would open your eyes, as the psalmist said, to behold wondrous things out of your law? Secondly, come humbly, humbly. That is, God, I need you. I desperately need a word for you. I'm hungry for you. Then come expectantly, asking God and expecting God to move in your heart and move in your life. Come submissively, not with a take it or leave it attitude. Well, I may believe this, I may not believe this, I may do this, I may not do that. Come submissively to the Word of God. And when the Word of God comes to you in force, in full throttle, don't resist it, but respond to it. Come continually, come faithfully to hear God's Word. Again, that's a mark of a believer. You have a desire to be where God's Word is taught. And I would encourage you, not only in these worship services where you're going to hear God's Word, but personally and in small groups, come continually, hear the Word of God continually, and then obediently.
You're listening to PowerPoint with Jack Graham and the message, The Life-Changing Power of God's Word. Bring fresh passion and joy to your faith with Dr. Graham's newest book, Reignite, an intimate account of how God led Dr. Graham through one of the darkest seasons of his life. Whether you're facing disappointment, doubt, depression, or heartache, Reignite offers biblical insights to encourage you in your pain and help fan the flames of faith in your life. And it's our way to thank you for your gift to PowerPoint. So call today to get your copy of Reignite as thanks for your support. Call 1-800-795-4627. That's 1-800-795-4627. You can also text the word PowerPoint to 313131.
And don't forget to visit jackgraham.org, where you can shop our e-store, give a gift online, or sign up for Dr. Graham's free daily email devotional. Our website again is jackgraham.org. Now let's get back to today's message, the life-changing power of God's Word.
Secondly, tone down. Be quick to listen and slow to speak. The Bible says life and death are in the power of the tongue. Change your words, even the words that you speak to yourself, and you will change your life. And James clearly is saying to us here, listen before you speak. Think before you talk. The rabbis used to say, God gave us two ears and one mouth. And He put the tongue behind a cage of ivory. Therefore, we ought to listen twice as much as we speak. Some people love to hear themselves talk. To be the center of the conversation. That's all about the ego. And they ought not only use their tongue, but their keyboard. They're typing and they're texting to spew out their opinions and hasty words. Proverbs 29:20. Do you see a man who is hasty in his words? There is more hope for a fool than for him. Can you imagine how much better your relationships would be, your marriage would be, if you practice this principle? Listen more and talk less. The scripture here says, be slow to speak. Listen to me. That's a command. That's a command in God's Word. Be slow to speak. Jesus said it in Matthew 12:36, that on the day when we are judged, that every word, every idle word, every careless word will be called into account. We all know that social media can be a place for mean-spirited haters to hang out and spew their venom. But the problem is, many Christians are interacting with this kind of behavior and this kind of spewing of venom. And sometimes we write it, sometimes we listen to it, but so much of it is putting garbage in our ears. And we need to clean that up. How many times have you written an email and hit send before you took time to think about it? Count to 10, count to 100, spend 24 hours, whatever. No, bam, take that. And once it gets out into cyberspace, it ain't ever coming back. It's out there forever. Henry Ward Beecher said this, "Speak when you are angry and you'll make the best speech you will ever regret." How many times have we hurt our mates with words that we regret because we weren't slow to speak? We're popping off and saying things out of anger or disrespect. Words do hurt. I would say, students, men and women, we need to submit everything we write on the internet to the Holy Spirit before we send it. We need to ask God for permission before we say anything or send anything that could be hurtful or harmful, especially to the body of Christ. One last word, and that is lighten up. He said, listen up, tone down, lighten up, calm down, for we are to be slow to anger. That is, slow to take offense. Slow to get angry. Let me give you a few riveting scriptures about this. Ephesians 4:31. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and slander be put away from you along with all malice. Colossians 3:8. But now you must put them all away. Anger, wrath, malice, slander, and obscene talk from your mouth. James is a series of tests initially. First, our test during trials, how we respond to trials. Then a test regarding temptations and how we resist temptation. Now he's talking about how we restrain our tongues. And that's a test. How you use your tongue, your speech, your words is a test. Proverbs 29:11 says, a fool gives full vent to his spirit, but a wise man quietly holds it back. I didn't call you a fool, but God calls you a fool if you can't control your temper. When you lose your temper, you are really losing something. You're actually losing sanity at some level. Anger is borderline insanity. You're not thinking straight when you lose it. Some of you lose it way too much. You get up mad. You eat breakfast mad. You go to work mad. You go to lunch mad. You come home mad. You watch TV mad. You go to bed mad. You sleep mad. You're mad all the time about something. If somebody's happy, you're mad about that. I'm serious. God says, get control of that. Get control of that. Now, there's a place for anger in life. Jesus was angry when he saw the temple being abused. There's a place for moral outrage. It makes me angry when 60 million babies are aborted. It makes me angry to see the degeneration of our culture and our society. It makes me angry. But more than anger, we should be driven to anguish and prayer for people all around us. You say, well, God gets angry. Yes, God is angry with the wicked every day. That's what the Bible says. God, according to Exodus 34:6, God is slow to anger. Aren't you glad about that? God's not the kind of God who's just waiting to catch somebody doing something wrong and smash them. God is good all the time, and all the time God is good, and He is gracious and merciful and slow to anger, and so should we. Again, commanded to be slow to anger. Listen to Proverbs 16:32. James is often described, as I said, as the book of Proverbs in the New Testament. It's like Proverbs. This is like a proverb that we're reading. But Proverbs 16:32 says, "Whoever is slow to anger is better than the mighty, and he who rules his spirit than he who takes a city." James 1:20, look at it right there in front of you in your Bible. "For the anger of man does not produce the righteousness of God." There's nothing righteous about unrighteous anger. And while we're often ready to say, "Well, I'm just righteously indignant or righteously angry," most of the time that's about our preferences and opinions and not about a God-like anger. So God says, be slow to anger. And then He says, and put off all wickedness and strip away filthiness. It's a picture of taking off filthy, dirty clothes. He's speaking of immorality, but He's also speaking of the immorality of disposition and anger. That's immoral too, you know. They're the sins of dissipation, but they're also the sins of disposition. He said, put away, strip all that stuff off. Man asked his wife if his shirt was too dirty to wear. She said, if you have to ask, it is. Strip it away, and the superfluous sin that remains. Interesting, James uses a medical term for earwax there. He's talking about hearing and listening. He said, get the wax out of your ear. Get this filth out of your ear. Some of that stuff you get out on the Q-tip is gross, right? And James says, get that stuff out. It's dulling your hearing. It's keeping you from connecting with God. Get rid of any sin that clogs up communication with God. I wrote this in my Bible as a teenager. It often helped me. God's word will keep you from sin, or sin will keep you from God's word. So open up your heart and open up your ears to hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. Get rid of anything in your life that limits you from hearing God. And when you take off the guilt clothes, put on the grace clothes. How do you overcome anger and abuse and all the rest with our words? The fruit of the Spirit. Love and joy and peace and patience and goodness and kindness and meekness and self-control. Pray every day, Lord, your patience, your love, your joy, your peace, your goodness, your self-control. The same power that raised Jesus from the dead is in you. And in the power of God's Spirit, we have the opportunity for the beauty of Jesus to be seen in us. So, listen up. Tone down. Lighten up. And let the Word of God do its powerful, transforming work in us.
You're listening to PowerPoint with Jack Graham and the message, The Life-Changing Power of God's Word. Chances are you've faced your share of crisis. Maybe you're even in the fight of your life right now. Or maybe you're simply feeling exhausted by the busyness of life and sapped of spiritual strength. Whatever you're facing, we want to help fan the flame of faith in your life by sending you Dr. Graham's newest book, Reignite. This personal account of how God led Dr. Graham through his own crisis will help you focus on God during difficult seasons so you can experience fresh passion and joy in Jesus. and we'll send you a copy as thanks for your gift today. So call now to request your copy of Reignite. Call 1-800-795-4627. That's 1-800-795-4627. You can also text the word PowerPoint to 313131.
And don't forget to visit jackgraham.org, where you can shop our e-store, give a gift online, or sign up for Dr. Graham's free daily email devotional. Our website again is jackgraham.org. Pastor, what is your PowerPoint for today?
So often we don't come to God's Word to really listen, to be spiritually attuned to what God is saying. So if we're going to open God's Word and receive God's Word and welcome God's Word into our lives, then first we need to listen prayerfully to God. So when you hear God's Word, as on this program today, or your minister or pastor is preaching, pray like the psalmist prayed. Open my eyes that I may see wonderful things. That's Psalm 119 and verse 18. And not only when you open God's Word or when you listen to God's Word should you come prayerfully or listen prayerfully, but you should listen humbly. Recognize how much you need God's Word and come with a hungry and desperate heart to hear His voice. And then listen expectantly. When you pray, when your heart is humble and you begin to listen, then you can stand on God's promises, confidently expecting that He's going to do what only God can do in your life, and that is to transform you from the inside out. And then listen submissively. When you listen to God's Word, when you go to church the next time to hear God's Word, don't show up with a take it or leave it attitude that you plan on accepting some things God says and not others. Submit yourself to the Word of God completely. Trust Him, and He will change your life. Finally, come to the hearing of God's Word continually. Listen continually. There's never a moment in your life when you will get beyond your need to hear God's Word.
And that is today's PowerPoint. Remember, when you give a gift to PowerPoint today, we'll send you Dr. Graham's brand new book, Reignite, as our thanks. Call 1-800-795-4627. That's 1-800-795-4627. You can also text the word PowerPoint to 313131. Text PowerPoint to 313131. Join us again next time as Dr. Graham brings a message about how you're always welcome in God's family. That's next time on PowerPoint with Jack Graham.
PowerPoint with Jack Graham is sponsored by PowerPoint Ministries.